This is the ICO Podcast. Hello and welcome back to the ICO Podcast. It's episode number 14. I'm Kent.
And I'm Clayton.
And it's March 23rd and a big day yet again for Odessa in that we have another new single and lots of information about the upcoming album release. Finally.
It's real. There's a title. There's like all sorts of stuff we're going to get into.
Track list even.
Yes.
It's not something that we had to even dig for. We were just handed it today, which I'm kind of surprised by, honestly. But we have it in our hands. Everyone
does.
We're
so blessed.
Worldwide. And there's new merch, so we'll talk about that in a little bit. But let's jump right into the single. This is something that was teased just yesterday, I guess, on social media, that it would come out today at 11 o'clock Central Time, 9 o'clock Pacific Time. And the song is called Love Letter. It's featuring The Knox, and let's just give it a quick listen.
Let's go.
That's it. That's Love Letter featuring The Knox. I will say I was a little surprised to see The Knox as a featured artist.
Yeah, that's
on
not
the album.
Someone you would expect with Odessa, but it works wonderfully here.
Yeah, it's definitely probably going to become one of my favorites of the album. I mean, tough to say because we have 10 more tracks that we haven't heard yet, but
yeah. But I mean, out of the three singles we've gotten, this one's like up there.
I think I think it's interesting that at least on Spotify, each time the new single comes out, they're including the prior two singles as part of almost like an EP that's coming out in increments or whatever. So now, at least for several hours of today, I've been listening to those three tracks on repeat.
Just back to back.
Yeah, which is nice. So it's, you know, at least it gives me a little bit of variety per se. But yeah, we've, along with that release today, we now have the full album artwork. We have the fact that it's going to be called The Last Goodbye. So I'm also a little surprised by that.
I was very surprised.
Yeah, the first track they gave us is actually the title track of the album. And we know now that it's going to debut just a few days before the return shows in Seattle on July 22nd is when this will drop worldwide, and then a week later. So we have 1 week to learn
all
of
these
the words.
Songs and come up with dance moves and just put a whole thing together for them.
Yes. Or if you're like me, you'll learn all the wrong lyrics to the song so that you can shout them out and embarrass yourself at the show. So.
It doesn't embarrass you. It embarrasses me.
No, not at all.
Because
no,
you're just saying it and I'm like,
I'm owning it.
Stop?
Yeah, so it's
right.
perfectly acceptable. So 13 tracks on this album. I will say I'm a little worried about people who aren't mega fans because they're going to be very concerned when they see that the album is called The Last Goodbye, and I have to imagine that the tour will also be called The Last Goodbye.
It's this, they'll go through the same thing we all did as super fans when the single came out. It's going to be on such a large scale. I have this image of like festivals being like, I'm just so sad this is their final tour. And it's like, it's not.
Yeah, exactly. It's like, you know nothing.
You don't
know. Go back to February and March and listen to the ICO Podcast and you'll learn all about what's actually going on here. So they did issue a nice little statement per se via email and on their socials. And it's similar to some of the wording that we've heard before. They say in quotes, over the past few years, we've been able to reflect on who we are, what it means to do what we do, and in the end, who we are doing this for. We became focused and inspired by the impact our families and friends have imprinted on us and how we want to continue to echo that as we move through this life. We find comfort in the fact that those who we love stay with us, that they become intrinsically part of us in a way. Is there ever really a last goodbye? We don't think there is. So from us to you, the last goodbye, the album.
Chef's kiss. Beautiful.
So that's it. You can pre-order / pre-save this on pretty much every possible platform at this point. You can even, I noticed, use it in Instagram stories, all that kind of stuff. There's links to that on the Odessa, various Odessa websites, microsites, mini sites at this at this point. So let's talk about the track list for the album, which I didn't really, expect that we would see this full list today, but we did because a certain amount of pre-order merch is posted up on the merch store on store.odessa.com. I got an alert from Spotify first from this saying we have an exclusive thing for you as a top Odessa fan.
Yeah.
I got it. Clayton didn't, so
I don't know what's going on. I'm just being left out of all of this super fan stuff.
Yeah, well, this is the first time I've been included, so maybe somebody heard my complaints from last
I guess.
Anyway, so I clicked on that link, and it brought me right to the vinyl / LPs that you can order, and the full track list is there. 13 tracks, as we mentioned before. 8 of those tracks feature vocals from other artists, and the rest I would assume will be instrumentals unless Harrison and Clay suddenly start doing vocals.
Pull a Chainsmokers.
Maybe.
And just start singing.
You never know. That would be exciting. The first track is called This Version of You with Juliana Barwick. I'll also say I'm not totally familiar with really any of the features on the album. So
I'm comfortable saying none. I know the Knox.
Yeah,
I know Betty
Levette
from listening. And but I kind rest, of know Morrow. The rest, I'm just in the dark.
Yeah. Wide Awake is the second track featuring Charlie Houston. Love Letter featuring the Knox, the single that just came out today. And Behind the Sun, those are the first 4 tracks, and which would be the first side of the first piece of vinyl that you would receive in this, I guess, if you're ordering the special pre-sale version of this.
Yep.
Do you want to do the next chunk of tracks?
I'm looking at the cassette, so
I'm still
on side A technically.
So this is totally different. Okay, so
next is, did you say Behind the Sun?
Yeah.
Okay. And then Forgive Me featuring Izzy Bizu. North Garden, which, again, one of the rare ones without a feature on it.
Yep.
Better Now featuring Morrow, and that's the end of side A on the cassettes.
Okay, so that's the end of side 2 of the first LP. So second LP, side 1, starts off with The Last Goodbye, of course, featuring Betty Levette, All My Life, and Equal featuring Lapsley.
And then we're going to close out this thing with Healing Grid, I Can't Sleep, and Light of Day featuring Oliver Arnolds.
So that's your full track list that we'll see and hear on July 22nd. I have no idea, of, as per usual, if how many more singles we will hear between now and then. I mean, it's a significant amount of time. So
yeah, I would bet we're going to get maybe one more single.
In 4 months. Okay. That's going to be a lot of repeats and shuffles that are going to go through.
To be fair, I think I'd rather it be that way than reveal too much.
Yeah,
in
yeah,
my opinion.
True.
I really appreciate the album listening experience as a whole. So, like, the more that's left to surprise me, the happier I am. But maybe that's
just me. Because, you know, there are some folks who want to not hear anything prior to the album, and they just want to experience it from start to finish in the intended order that the artist, you know, purposefully made the album. So we're not doing that, obviously, since we've heard all of these songs many, many times at this point. So,
but if they just came out and were like, here's the album, it's out tomorrow, I think I would die. Like, that would be the best case scenario.
Like, yeah.
Oh my God, there's all this new music.
Right, 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 right. Yeah. So in addition to that, there's some other merch. There's multiple versions of vinyl LPs that you can purchase aside from the Spotify exclusive. And as you mentioned, there's a cassette.
And a cassette.
So if you're into that and you somehow found a cassette player, I think it's a pretty cool novelty item, especially for maybe people in my age range who probably purchased their first music on cassette. I mean, I know I did. And mostly because it was cheaper than the CD version. So it's like, right. Well, us poor folk got to buy the cassette version.
Got to have that music somehow.
And then hopefully we'll be able to upgrade to the CD eventually. Of course, everything has totally changed in the music world now. But there's the Odessa Store exclusive edition. There's the white label LP, extremely limited edition, which is already sold out.
Bye-bye.
There's the crystal clear plus 12-inch signed print edition, also extremely limited, also sold out.
Oh, yeah.
Within minutes, I have to assume. And then you can buy the crystal clear unsigned version, it looks like. That's available on the store. And then they do have the CD edition of this, plus some digital downloads of the singles up to this point. So,
and there's also three more versions that are available with partners. So there's a Spotify LP with a different colored vinyl. There's a Bandcamp one.
Mm-hmm.
Which I don't think they've released. What they say the color may vary on that one. They
okay.
really put out, and then there's one from VMP.
Hmm.
So
I don't even
right now there are. With... I have no idea what that is, but there are seven versions of this album on vinyl.
Something for everyone, and alongside that, there are some clothing items up for grabs surrounding The Last Goodbye. So there's a dad hat for sale, I noticed, and
then of course.
There's several t-shirts and a hoodie, and then there's some other merch that was dropped, recently, that's still available for sale on the website. The tie-dye t-shirt, the reflective hoodie, some sold out by this point. And then you can, if you're trying to play catch up and you're looking for some discount A Moment Apart items, those are also up for grabs still. On the website, that's store.odessa.com. If you haven't already spent all of your savings on tickets to the Seattle show,
tickets and vinyl,
here is your opportunity to spend the rest on Odessa merch. So I can wholeheartedly say that I've never spent this much money on any singular artist in the history of my life. So,
man, this is a milestone for Kent.
It is, definitely. Just so many collector's items. I mean, after the box set came out, now I feel like I'm obligated to have vinyl copies of everything that comes out after that.
Also, and how many shirts and hoodies do you own? You have the jacket, and I know you have like one of the shirts, like t-shirts.
Yeah, I think I just have two apparel items.
Really? I thought you had
more. The t-shirt and the hoodie that I bought at the shows.
Mm-hmm.
Which is a little more attractive for me to do that just because I can actually try it on and know what fits right and looks good in person versus just the...
just buy it and hope it works out of online purchasing.
Yeah, exactly. So I'll probably hold out on any other merch purchases for the live show. And I imagine we'll see...
Until Seattle.
Yeah, I imagine we'll see... special The Return merchandise that'll be available.
Oh, I didn't even think about that. Exclusive.
Yeah.
Exclusive merch.
I mean, they did it for the finale, so I imagine they would do it for The Return. And if they haven't already thought about it, now we're giving that hint.
Hint, hey, we want exclusive merch for The Return. Thank you.
Naturally. So, I think that's everything for today, at least. It's a lot to digest, so if you
haven't... It's a big day.
Haven't had a chance to listen to the single and you want to hear more than what we gave you, the sample that we gave you, jump on that today and get your pre-orders in for merch and the album and whatever method you choose to listen to that. And then we will hang on for the next single releases. And we have some very special things.
You better plug into the ICO now because we have some good content coming for you.
We're looking to digest as much of what has been already handed to us as possible over the next few weeks. So stay tuned for that. You can, of course, listen to any of our past episodes by searching the ICO podcast on whatever podcast platform you use, or we have links to all of those at theicopod.com.
Tell your friends.
Yeah, drop us a review. Share it with everybody you know. Your mom would love us. So
I was going to say tell your moms. Oh, yes. Wow. Yeah.
Your dads, too. Everybody loves
all of them.
The ICO podcast. That does it for this episode. I'm Kent.
And I'm Clayton.
We'll catch you next time.